It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So much to get to today, including Dallas Cowboys trying to figure out who to pay first. Is it going to be Dak Prescott? Is it going to be Micah Parsons? Is it going to be CeeDee Lamb? Got Jerry Jones yesterday with a lot of double speak, a lot of Jerry speak, some nonsense. But what I generally took away from it, Perloff, is that it's not inconceivable to think of a world where Dak Prescott is not the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys moving forward after this season. Now, Jerry said nice things about Dak, but then on the flip side also said, I don't always get what I want. And believe it or not, there are things that I can't afford. And then Dak Prescott went on to say, plenty of great quarterbacks have switched teams and done well.
It is so weird to me, too, because they're both there in California. Jerry arrived at camp. And what are they saying to each other? Like, they're both dancing around this contract situation. Dak sent a message yesterday saying, I'm okay if you want to let me play on my final year. I'll just go to free agency. Dak's already gotten paid. And Jerry, it must be awkward for Jerry because he is saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, hey, this is not guaranteed. We are not definitely giving you this contract. So I don't know, like, what's it like on a personal level? I can't even imagine.
That's what the Johnny Walker's for. Just really smooth the edges over. And so we have a poll up at Maggie and Pearl on X right now. If you could only pay one, who would it be? Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, or Micah Parsons? The quarterback, the wide receiver, or the pass rusher? You are welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. Okay. There's nothing quiet about the Dallas Cowboys. There's always a lot of noise, and we always talk about them because their fan base is from coast to coast. However, there are a couple Super Bowl contenders, Pearl, where it almost feels like things are maybe a little too quiet.
Uh-oh.
So not the 49ers, not the Cowboys, not the New York Jets, not teams like that. But where a team is an actual Super Bowl contender, and it just feels like, for now, things have been very calm, very smooth, and everything's just sort of going along swimmingly.
Ooh.
I'll tell you who mine is.
Yeah, can you go first? I want to set the right bar here.
I think it's the Cleveland Browns. When's the last time the Browns had a training camp this quiet? And listen, you will always have the Deshaun Watson detractors, and rightfully so, because of the things that he was accused of. However, the biggest headline I saw coming out of Browns camp was that Kevin Stefanski is going to continue to call plays. Like, was that even a question? I'm not hearing about holdouts. I'm not hearing about contract stuff. This is the Browns. Like, the Browns generally will step on a rake at any possible moment, and they have not done that so far. And I do think they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Wait, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender.
Why not?
Well, just because I'm looking at the odds, they're middle of the pack at 40-1. To be a Super Bowl contender, you're counting on Deshaun Watson to be healthy for 17 games. We have not seen that.
That's true.
In fact, and the other thing, too, is like the rest of the team gets hurt, too. I don't know why. Nick Chubb is obviously getting hurt. They just paid Amari Cooper. There seems like there's something in the water there in the sense that, like, that organization, I know Kevin Stefanski is the coach of the year, but I don't think, like, they have their whole organization button up. So similar reasons. Jerry Jones, definitely. Yeah, Jerry Jones has a lot of talent in Dallas, but for some reason, because of slight organizational dysfunction, they can't get over the top. So I have trouble believing that Cleveland's really going to do it.
Oh, I don't think it's slight organizational dysfunction with the Browns. It's nuclear organizational dysfunction that generally follows the Browns. And that's why if this segment is things are just a little too quiet, they would be my pick because they're going to have a top five defense. If people are staying healthy, they have a top five defense. I think they are capable of having a great offense. You mentioned yes, if with Deshaun, but you know, if it's going to happen, it's probably going to have to be this year, or else they're going to have to move on and look for a new quarterback. So for me, if you're asking which contender, things are just a little too quiet, I guess maybe in a good way, like they're just sort of not flying under the radar, but just sort of, you know, it's just status quo over there. No weird distraction headlines, no drama, no circus, just football.
Okay. I was giving you a hard time on that pick. You're going to give me a hard time on this. Have you seen an ounce of footage, anything from Houston, Texas?
Fair point.
There's a lot of hype. Yep. No, they're everybody's darling. Yep. But it seems like there's a lot of harmony. The reason I think that is, I mean, that is a situation where they love that coach, D'Amico Ryan. Seems like a player's coach. They love that quarterback, C.J. Stroud. That feels like a nothing to see here. Everything's in harmony kind of team. Everyone knows the talent on the roster. So, and I think when you said a good thing, like you really haven't heard a peep out of Houston. No contract situations. There's new guys there. Everyone seems happy with their role. And I think that has a lot to do with the coach and the quarterback.
I think the coach, the quarterback, and you really can't have a contract controversy yet. You know, you have C.J. Stroud and you have Will Anderson. Both just finished their rookie year. I mean, there's nowhere to go. And they did right by Stephon Diggs. Like, you trade for him, gave him what he wanted, I think, which was to be a free agent at the end of the year.
They cut off the rest of his deal.
Right. I mean, he's still getting all of his money.
Not a peep. Where is he?
I told you, he's going to be on his best behavior there. And Stephon Diggs is a value add. I know people like to knock him. I loved him when he was on the Bills. I always thought the stuff between he and Allen was overblown. But you're right. Everything very harmonious with the Houston Texans, and they are definitely a Super Bowl contender.
Tell me about the time frame, though, with Stephon Diggs, a player you know very well as a Bills fan.
Yeah.
It starts out good, and then at a certain point, does he get unhappy, say he doesn't get enough targets? Because there's a lot of other good receivers there, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Do you think that halfway through the season we could hear something negative from him? I mean, that's maybe a little unfair, but we saw him yelling at Josh Allen on the sideline.
Yeah.
Is that a potential pitfall for this team?
I don't think he's going to do anything like that, especially if they're winning. If they're losing, maybe, and he's not getting targets, I could see maybe, but I don't think so. I think he's going to be like the ultimate teammate.
But if he's going to be a free agent, he's going to want to have an 80-catch 1,200-yard season at minimum.
Yeah, I think you're probably doing that stuff behind the scenes. I don't think you can't be demonstrative, right?
So Got it.
You got to be careful here. Like, you're auditioning for the rest of the league or for the Texans. So it's going to have to be a little more, on side fields and practices and da da da.
That doesn't really feel like Stephon Diggs I know.
I know it's maybe some hard for some people to believe. I thought he was great when he was at Buffalo. I was upset that they let him go, or traded him away. But I understand why they had to do it.
Yeah, I like the fit so far. And you're right, he does make a difference. It's a weird offense because there's so many targets to go around. Because they just paid Nico Collins like a number one.
Yeah,
Tank Dell is great. And him, and I think they have Dalton Schultz, and they just got in Joe Mixon, who's also a pass catcher. It's going to be really interesting for C.J. Stroud just to pick apart teams.
I mean, the only thing that could possibly, I think, go wrong is either the weight of their own expectations, but I don't think that's going to have it. It's just the schedule is going to get a lot harder.
Big time.
I mean, is it possible that things just go so right for the Texans that they just like waltz into the Super Bowl in year two of Stroud?
Well, think about, we talked to earlier in the show about that Baltimore playoff game. Their offense did nothing.
Yeah.
I think their touchdown was special teams or an interception return. It wasn't. So C.J. Stroud, as great as he was, he went against an elite, I mean, high level elite defense, and they figured him out. I thought D'Amico Ryans got outcoached by the Harbaugh team there.
Yep.
So we'll see. You're right. We've anointed teams like this before, Maggie, and it doesn't always work out.
855-212-4227. Super Bowl contenders that are just, things are just a little too quiet right now. I guess kind of quiet in a good way. EJ, you wanted to weigh in.
I feel like related to the Stephon Diggs combo, I think there's a team that I'm looking at as being very quiet right now, and that's the Buffalo Bills, your team, Maggie. I mean, this is a team where I feel like 2 years ago, they were everybody's Super Bowl pick. Last year, it was, is Stephon Diggs fighting with team reporters? Is he fighting with Josh Allen?
Right.
Is he fighting with McDermott? What are the Bills? What's going on with Von Miller? This year, besides Von Miller, you know, saying I should have quit last year, essentially, we've heard nothing.
Kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little weird for Buffalo. And I think maybe this is good for them.
I think not being everyone's Super Bowl darling is probably a little, maybe it's good. You go a little under the radar, but once the season starts, I don't think there's going to be anything under the radar about Buffalo. They still have tons of primetime games and all of that. You're right. Last year, Stephon Diggs left training camp and Sean McDermott, the head coach, said he was very concerned about it. It's like, all right, are we escalating this or are we de-escalating this? And it became a massive story. I guess compared to seasons past, they're under the radar and nobody's really going through contract stuff because, quite frankly, they purged a lot of the like older players.
Well, they had the Jerry Jones problem. There's some things they just can't afford.
I think they probably could have found a way to afford to keep Stephon Diggs. They didn't want to.
I did hear a little side note on them that DeMar Hamlin's practicing with the ones. I saw that headline yesterday. Maybe he gets his Comeback Player of the Year award this year, and you can stop complaining about it, Meg.
I will complain about that until someone removes a microphone from in front of my face.
But
Joe Flacco should have never won that award.
I strongly agree with EJ there. It is interesting. You have Josh Allen. Like, nobody's going to pick them for the Super Bowl this year, but I still see most people picking them to win the AFC East. It's a weird dichotomy.
How about this for a poll question? Ryan, maybe you can help us out with this. Sorry, I know you're busy back there. Poll question at Maggie and Pearl on X. More likely to happen, Bills in the Super Bowl, Bills miss the playoffs? Because it kind of feels that way.
It's a good question.
It's a good question. Yeah, I agree. My instinct tells me miss the playoffs.
If you're asking me what's more likely, like the odds would be that they would obviously miss the playoffs would be more likely because the Super Bowl is so hard.
Can we do this? All right. There are three people on the screen on Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. Can we do my team?
Yeah, go ahead.
Philadelphia Eagles, more likely to miss the playoffs or reach the Super Bowl?
I think you're reach the Super Bowl. I'm really high on the Eagles.
Okay.
I agree.
EJ Stewart's New York Jets.
I mean, you're
more likely to miss the playoffs. I think of the three teams we just mentioned, the Bills, Eagles, and Jets.
Okay, but here's the thing. Do we really think Rodgers is getting hurt 2 years in a row? I don't think so.
It's 40.
Yeah, definitely, but so was Brady and Peyton Manning and I don't know.
But those guys, I mean, Manning had the neck thing, but I mean, Brady, he basically had no serious injuries his entire career. I mean, but no, Rodgers is coming off an Achilles.
I think Jets are probably more likely for Super Bowl. I'm scared of the Jets. Straight up scared.
Wow.
They are tough out. They're just really poorly coached. Like, the idea that Robert Saleh, Nathaniel Hackett, brain trust is going to get you to the Super Bowl, even with Rodgers, is just something I can't quite wrap my brain around. But the defense has been really good under Saleh. So, I don't know. I don't think he's a smart X's and O's coach. And as for my Bills, it's tough. I still think they're a Super Bowl contender. I can't quit them. So, I think all three of our teams are in good spot.
I put the polls out. We'll see what the public thinks. I think they're probably less confident. I think the Jets are more likely to miss the playoffs. I think the Eagles, it's a tough road. The NFC's good again, so I don't know. Hey, I don't share your confidence.
To bring this all back to the Cowboys where we started this conversation, and you again can go vote at Maggie and Pearl, if you could only pay one, or if the Cowboys could only pay one player, who should it be? Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, or CeeDee Lamb? The Athletic yesterday was fact-checking Jerry Jones's State of the Cowboy address, like it's a State of the Union. Jerry was saying that if they signed all three, Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak at the top of the market, it would take 75% of the salary cap up of their space.
Okay.
So that's not true. It'd be barely 50%. And according to the good people at overthecap.com, of the 14 teams with a $40 million quarterback, the Cowboys are just one of three without another $20 million player on a multi-year deal. Meanwhile, the Eagles lead the NFL with five players who are making $20 million plus and a $40 million quarterback. You guys are all freaking in.
Yeah, bro. That's the real all-in, not the Jerry Jones all-in, which is actually, ironically, the all-out.
Yeah. Wow, you guys, you better hope you're a Super Bowl contender. What else could you be with spending that kind of money?
Howie Roseman finds a way to manipulate the salary cap in a way that no other franchise is able to, it still boggles the mind.
Houdini.
It's like he's working with an extra $100 million compared to everybody else.
855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, we are scheduled to get an update from Paris. We know there's some scary things going on with the train systems, with the opening ceremonies just a couple hours away. Wanted to try to get a little boots on the ground of what's going on in Paris. So we're going to effort that next. It's Maggie and Perloff. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Opening ceremonies of the Olympics are set to start in just a few hours, yet we're getting some troubling stories out of Paris about the subway system, the railway system, that it's being disrupted this morning. We want to get a little boots on the ground. Matthew Futterman is a veteran sports journalist. He's worked with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Philadelphia Inquirer, Perloff, Star Ledger, now writing for The Athletic, and he joins us from France. Matthew, thanks so much for the time. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. So I don't know if you can shed a little bit more light on what's going on with these rail systems or the subway systems in Paris today.
Yeah, apparently there was some fires. There was some arson. There's a suspected arson. And that has disrupted the rail system, especially north of the city. I think the Eurostars are going to be disrupted all weekend. That's the trains that go from Paris to London. And you have some colleagues who are with the U.S. men's basketball team in Lille, and they were supposed to come to Paris today. Their trains are all messed up, so it's unclear how exactly it's all going to pan out. Seems like so far the disruptions have been sort of limited to this arson. There's no other sign of any disruption in Paris at the moment, as far as I know. But yeah, sir, it's a little disconcerting. A few hours before, 300,000 people watch thousands of athletes float down the.
Yeah, Matthew Futterman joining us. He's covering the Olympics in Paris for The Athletic. I have to imagine, you know, security being an issue. Does it feel unsafe for your boots on the ground?
No, it feels really safe, actually. I mean, it feels pretty empty, strangely, which is a weird thing for Paris to feel empty because it's, you know, it's a very bustling city. But, it's, you know, much of the city's life takes place around the Seine, around the river. And that's been sort of cordoned off for the last several days by police and the army and, you know, all sorts of security that's going on. So it's a little weird that, you know, you go down to that area, you need a special pass. I was running down there yesterday, I was walking over there today, and it's just really sort of devoid of humanity at the moment. In a few hours, it won't be. So hopefully that all goes off without a hitch, and the city gets its river back, and the Olympics go on, and there's lots of life in downtown Paris.
Are athletes thinking about stuff like this? I don't know. I assume they do every Olympic Games, but particularly, I know we say that it seems like there's a lot going on in the world. How much distraction do you expect overall over the next 2 weeks?
No one.
Politics,
can predict
it, et cetera.
You know, it's hard to say how the world is going to intervene in sports. It sort of always does. In terms of the athletes being distracted, they're humans like anyone else. I mean, they're thinking about things. But, you know, they're here to do a job. A lot of them have been training most of their conscious lives to be here in this moment. It's incredibly important for so many of them. And so they are sort of very, very focused on the task at hand, in addition to sort of having a good time, because, you know, these opportunities only roll around once every 4 years. So, you know, you're in one of them, you just don't know whether another one is going to happen again.
Matthew Futterman is joining us. He's covering the Olympics for The Athletic, but a veteran sports journalist, The Times, Wall Street Journal, has written several books as well. All right, Matthew, in terms of storylines that Americans need to be following over the next 2 weeks. Obviously, we're familiar with the works of, you know, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, et cetera. But are there any other stories that have really grabbed you as the veteran reporter you are that you think the public should know more about?
Well, certainly Simone Biles is, you know, the greatest gymnast ever. She's back. She's competing again. She's competing at an age in her late 20s when most gymnasts had long ago retired. But she's a different sort of being. She's, you know, like I said, far and away the best gymnast in the world. And when she, you know, when her toes hit the mat, the world watches. So I think that's something huge. I think the women's 100 meters, Kerry Richardson, big star in the making potentially. She's a favorite to win the, you know, win the 100 meters and, you know, become what is known as the fastest woman in the world. She, you know, was on the precipice of that 3 years ago ahead of the Tokyo Games, but had this strange positive test for smoking pot. And, you know, that's a performance enhancing drug. A lot of people think it shouldn't be considered a performance enhancing drug. Nevertheless, she had to miss the race in the Olympic trials and wasn't able to compete in Tokyo. So she has waited three long years to get another chance. And I think she could really be, you know, sort of a breakout star that if she wins, you're going to be seeing a lot of Kerry Richardson, if you haven't already.
Speaking of breakout, what is the new sport that everyone is most excited about? What's going to be the breakout star sport-wise?
You know, I don't know what's going to be the breakout star sport-wise, but certainly a lot of people are talking about breakdancing or breaking, I guess, as they call it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm dating myself. It may be a one-hit wonder because it's not on the program for the Los Angeles Games, but they've added it here. The Olympics always tries to sort of appeal to new audiences. Someone thought this was going to be a good idea. Maybe it is. It's not really my thing. I'm kind of a traditional stick and ball kind of person. You know, I like races. I like stopwatches, things like that. But, you know, if people are going to like breaking, have at it.
Matthew Futterman is joining us, a veteran sports journalist who's covering the Olympic Games in Paris for The Athletic, but has worked for The Times and The Wall Street Journal, Perloff's Philadelphia Inquirer, of course, written several books as well. In terms of, you know, they always try to incorporate the city and like the surroundings into some of the Olympic venues. We know that the opening ceremonies in a couple hours are going to be down the Seine. It's going to be very different than like a traditional stadium. Do you know if there's any other events that we should tune into because the venue themselves is going to be like stunning or something we've never seen before?
I mean, take your pick. I mean, the Olympics are really sort of all over this city. And instead of constructing like stadiums and, you know, bricks and mortar things that you think about, they just sort of put up bleachers, you know, anywhere and everywhere where they had a big plot of land. So, you know, beach volleyball is taking place under the Eiffel Tower. The equestrian competition is taking place in the gardens of Versailles.
Wow.
Breaking, as we talked about before, in 3-on-3 basketball or at Place de la Concorde, one of the most famous spots in all of Paris. So what there's been a real effort to do with these Olympics is instead of sort of cloister them off in an Olympic park in some corner of the city, which, you know, is sort of the model that we've seen for, I don't know, 100 years or something like that, they've wanted to sort of bring the games to the people. And sure, there are stadiums and you need tickets, but there's a real feel that like these games are going to be happening, you know, in the urban area because they are.
Matthew, we're excited about that. I didn't know the equestrian was happening in the gardens of Versailles. That is very unique. That's not right in Paris. It's a little bit outside, but that's still very, very cool stuff. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Definitely stay safe out there. Yeah. Enjoy the opening ceremonies. And I'm sure we'll be having you on again over the next 2 weeks to update us on how the Americans are doing.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Matthew Futterman. You can read him covering the Olympics on The Athletic.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The New York Times.
For breaking. I am so excited. How many times have I brought this up? I haven't mentioned the basketball or volleyball or anything. Breaking. I mean, if you guys want me to pop and lock, I'm ready to go. Actually, I'm a terrible breakdancer.
You popping and locking would mean smelling salts for everybody. I don't know. We'd be able to survive that. Bogish is here. He's got headlines for us.
Well, much like clicking on a DM from John Rothstein, this feels like a bad idea, but like Perloff, the Raiders did it anyway. Safety Trey Taylor took a Kermit the Frog puppet with a Patrick Mahomes jersey and curly wig from a fan, and he and his teammates had some fun at the expense of the Chiefs QB, who I'll remind you, while speaking oddly or like Kermit at times, is 10-2 career against Vegas/Oakland. Not to mention the Chiefs have won 3 recent Super Bowls and the last 8 AFC West titles. I'd probably leave Patrick Mahomes alone.
You think?
This is the only thing they can win, is like some kind of diss. Like, this is the only way they get points, because they clearly can't score enough of them on the field.
There's a lot of bad ideas around football right now. I think this is the front runner is the worst.
Yeah, it seemed mean too. Like, it's not like the guy, he can't help his voice. Also, it's working because obviously his huddle can hear him and at the line of scrimmage over the cacophony of Raider fans that are trying to drown him out.
I mean, there's that. There's a, here we go, Dak Prescott. Like, every quarterback has weird audibles. This is a terrible idea by the Raiders.
Mahomes, not the only one who sounds like Kermit, by the way. Not the only athlete.
No, Mahomes. Mahomes is the ultimate.
He's number one.
Garrett Cole. If you're a Yankee fan. Take my word for it.
He doesn't count.
Okay.
Because half America doesn't know who he is. The Mets do, though. Justin Jefferson got paid. CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase still waiting. The Bengal receiver is at training camp but hasn't practiced the last 2 days. When asked if his absence was contract-related, Chase said no comment. And the Lions now have every reason to go for every fourth down because kicker Michael Badgley expected to miss the season with a reported torn hamstring suffered getting ready for training camp practice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see yesterday, not to move on too quickly from that? That stinks. Did you see who was at the Lions practice yesterday?
I did. Hulk.
No, I did not.
Say it again.
Hulk. Big week for him.
Who did you think I was going to say? Like, I did not.
Well, I'm the one who linked Drew Aller and Sidney Sweeney. I thought it was some babe.
Wait a minute. Do we have the audio? Can we hear? Pete, I know that this is up your alley. Cut 18. Sorry, Bogus, to step on your update here. But we have Hulk Hogan with Dan Campbell at Lions camp.
Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and my new tag team partner, Campbell Mania Brother, is going to run wild this year. Super Bowl, nothing but greatness, nothing but victory. So what you going to do when the Detroit Lions and Campbell Mania runs wild on you, brother? What you going to do?
I bet he could do that in his sleep. I bet there's some kind of, like, switch, obviously, that Hulk Hogan can do. I bet he could do that on anything, at any time, anywhere. He could deliver the exact same thing.
That's your first Radio Row guest.
What's that? What'd you say?
That's your first Radio Row guest.
Yikes.
But, like, is there a scenario where he's actually excited to do it, or is this all numb, dead inside emotion from Hulk?
That's a Pete Pilotti question. You know Hulk better than any of us.
No, I think it's cha-ching.
Yeah.
Like, the next check.
Yeah. I think him and Ric Flair, they can show up and they can just do this. Like, I bet they don't even know.
Yeah. That's how they make their money.
It's like, hey, I want you to do Pete Pilotti. It's like, all right, Pilotti Mania. You can just do it. It's not even a skill anymore. It's just robotic.
It's a shell and do the shell at every location.
Pete, if I got Hulk to do that for you, not promising him physically next to you like Dan Campbell yesterday, but if I had Hulk record a Bilotti message, would that be the greatest gift anyone's ever given you?
It'd be a good gift.
Okay.
Not the greatest thing ever.
Okay, I get it. You have kids, blah, blah, blah. But like blah, blah. Yeah, you don't have...
Like a Met World Series, you know?
You'd want that first.
I'd want that first.
Not just going to a game, because I've done that before, and it didn't end well.
I would want to go to the Game 7 where we win.
Got it.
Okay.
No, I get that. Is Hulk on Cameo? Could we get him?
I'm probably sure he is.
Probably a lot of money.
Yeah. I believe he says yes.
He might be, P has a good point. He might be expensive, though.
I'm sure.
Well, is there like some tomato can wrestler we can get? Like Rene the Hand Goulet when I was a kid?
Well, he's no longer with us.
A hockey player?
I don't know. Is S.C. Jones still around?
Nope.
You want to keep playing this game? I'm going to tell you,
Elizabeth.
It's going to get real depressing.
I don't want to know.
Wrestlers asking if they're still alive is not the fun game you want to play.
The original Ultimate Warrior?
No.
Oh, you mean James Laurinaitis's father? Yeah.
No, he's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Brawler?
Steve Lombardi. There you go.
I mean, my favorite thing is like Andre the Giant will go against Steve Smith, like some generic name. Like he's got like one like thing around. He's got a, oh God.
That's a Saturday morning special.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, gigantic.
How do you think Andre stayed undefeated for like 15 years? he has scheduled like an SEC school and non-conference play.
I think there's another reason, EJ.
No, okay, Maggie.
Sorry.
gonna drop the F word now, Maggie.
I thought Maggie would say, because he's so big, no one can beat him. And then I just thought of that.
Yes, he is.
Because
he's big and strong, and he only fights the worst wrestlers, Maggie. That's the only reason.
Yes, that's the reason. What else we got, folks?
Canadian Olympic officials do not believe any players knew, but women's soccer coach Bev Priestman did know that drones were being used to spy on opponents' practices.
Priestman
has been sent home from France after initially being suspended after New Zealand reported the suspicious drone earlier this week in Paris. There are reports that the women's and the men's team have been doing this for a few years. The Atlanta Braves could have beaten the Mets last night, but they did. New York went home with a 3-2, 10-inning win because Ramon Laureano overran a Jeff McNeil fly into the right field line. It should have been the third out of the inning. Instead, it fell in for an RBI game-ending single.
Should have caught that ball. You know, no excuses. Led the team down today, for sure, and got to move on.
Now, in the top of the 10th inning, Laureano was on third with one out, broke for home when Jared Kelnick showed bunt, but he didn't bunt, and Laureano was thrown out in rundown. Manager Brian Snitker taking no blame for that.
I don't know what that was, quite honestly. You're going to have to ask them. I didn't have anything on.
He then called it unacceptable. His team has dropped 5 in a row, 8 of 11. They're just a half game better than these Mets for the top NL wildcard spot. Before last night's 6-5 win in Anaheim, A's manager Mark Kotze confirmed that all-star closer Mason Miller broke his left pinky, slamming his hand on a table Monday after being reminded he had a post-game weightlifting session. Miller's agent had said his client got hurt while working out, but the A's said, we don't lie around here. This is actually what happens.
Yeah, that's false. The A's tell plenty of lies. some I can think of.
Well, that's ownership.
We love Oakland. That's one of the number one lies.
Yes,
right.
We love you, Oakland. That's a lie.
Next year, they'll say they're the Oakland A's. That's a lie. They'll be Sacramento.
Yeah, right. That's also a lie. So that's two. he was told that he had to get a workout in.
Yeah.
And so he slammed his fist down
and broke his left pinky. Now, he'll eventually pitch with it, like, in some kind of cast, but he's on the IL now. And, yes, pissed about working out, punched a table, has a broken finger.
Ugh. You're a professional athlete. What did he think? He was going to get to, like, go to Hooters after the game and get drunk and eat chicken wings?
I'm more worried, like, he can break his left hand on a table? How hard is he punching that thing?
Probably. He really clearly didn't want to lift weights.
That happens. Yeah.
Baseball injuries. That's
be sturdier.
The fluke.
I was drunk and I didn't get hurt last night.
Well, that's probably why.
I didn't hit it.
Your body was all relaxed.
You know, EJ, we never thought about that. I know you're not a drinker, but had you been sauced, maybe you never would have broke your knee. Torn it up.
Maybe, it's true.
Yeah. Maybe you wouldn't have stolen third with one out, which analytically was not the right move anyway.
Well, oh, no. If I was hammered, I would have been trying to do a Little League home run. I would have been going all around those bases.
Cartwheels to third.
Yeah.
The cabbage patch home.
The Mariners not waiting till next week's trade deadline, sending two prospects to Tampa Bay for outfielder Randy Arozarena. Seattle once led the AL West by 10 games, but is now one game behind the Astros. And F1 points leader Max Verstappen facing a 10-spot starting penalty for Sunday's race in Belgium because his car got another new engine this week, exceeding the season limit. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you so much. Coming up, we got a special treat. We have a comedian who just flew into town that we weren't sure was actually going to make it to the show. Yes, his wings are tired. Thank you, Bogish. This is why he's the comedian and you're not.
I liked it.
Malik B is with us next. Very, very funny LA comedian. We'll talk to him next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I don't know how our next guest got here. Do you travel through time and space? Malik B, the comedian, is here. You're on tour right now. We absolutely love your comedy on Instagram and on TikTok. You do these hilarious skits about what it's like basically to be like a single man in LA. And it's beyond. It's funny for men, for women. Everyone gets a kick out of it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
How did you get? You landed 5 seconds ago. Now you're here. We're so grateful. You and Perloff were just talking. The big story in the show today is Perloff got his social media account hacked today, and you weren't buying it.
I wasn't. At first, I see this all the time where, oh my, I got hacked, and it's some crazy stuff. Like, hold on, you accidentally liked that porn video. Like, wait, you caught me? And then I was hacked, or nah, but you sound sincere. Yes. I hear the disappointment in your voice.
No, terrifying. I don't know if you ever had your identity threatened at all. It is the worst feeling.
I know. Man. You're complaining about it all morning to let people know, like, yo, this literally, I got hacked.
What if someone took over your IG account and sent out unfunny jokes or something? That would be terrible for you.
They did.
They
what?
Did.
They actually, I got hacked earlier in my Instagram days, but it literally locked me out. That's how I thought, like, they sent you some, like, a request, like a Cash App request on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Like, you want your account back? Well, give me $250. I was like, for one, start higher. Okay, I have a lot of followers on IG. You're selling yourself short. But I had my manager reach out to Instagram. They were like, don't do that again. Because I thought at the time, being verified with the blue check, I wanted those so bad. I wanted a blue check.
Yep.
They were like, bro, I think I was like 150,000. They were like, bro, you can get a blue check. I said, okay. And Russian, just like you, not paying attention. They're like, you want to be verified? I was like, yeah, but they spelled verified wrong.
Oh, that should have been
there. All my friends was like, bro, just look at the email. I was like, oh, I didn't know. Yes.
Gosh, I feel so much better now, Maggie.
Yes, it happens to everybody.
I just all the greats.
It doesn't mean you were watching porn.
I mean, we didn't say all that.
No. Maggie, yes. Was I watching some adult content? Yeah, yes, but it has nothing to do with this.
Malik B is here. Yes. He's on tour right now. You're going to be playing New York, obviously.
Yes.
That's why you're in town. Moving on to St. Louis, then Oklahoma City, Baltimore, Tacoma, Washington, Chicago, just to name the next couple stops. Whew. And that's going to be fantastic. You are based in L.A., grew up in L.A. What do you think of J.J. Redick now being the head coach of your Los Angeles Lakers?
LeBron James, you got to be stopped. Okay? I love J.J., but he only coached a fourth grade basketball team. I mean, this is the Los Angeles Lakers. We're a dynasty. I know I'm in New York, New York Knicks, Knicks mania. But let's talk about, like, championships. We Lakers, we don't like losing, okay? We are a city of champions. And if we start continuing to lose and lose, and we got his son, LeBron's son, on the team. You know what LeBron James is to the Lakers? It's like a stepdad that you got to like, but you don't really like him. You know what I mean? Because Kobe was our father. And then LeBron James came. I was like, man, what you doing with my mama? But he's good, though. He treats her right.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, I guess I like him. You know, I'll play PlayStation with him. That's how LeBron James is to the Lakers.
Yeah,
but
right.
He's bringing his stepson with him. Now you got Bronny in there.
Now I got his family. Now he's moving his whole family in. I said, hold on. I just got over it. I just accepted you. Now you bring your family in? Nah, that's disrespect. Get a ring first. Now, a lot of people say that the bubble was like, nah, that's a fluke. I don't count the bubble.
Thank you.
Even
I don't count
Lakers
it.
Fan, you don't count it.
Yeah, a lot of my Laker fans was like, bro, you traitor. I was like, nah, I don't count it because I wasn't there to celebrate.
Thank you.
I want to be there. And I understand it was so hard to win in the bubble. But I want to celebrate. I didn't go to the parade. I didn't do anything. So it felt like,
it's like a disconnect. Yes. I love that LeBron is like this stepfather. Reluctantly, you have to like, because like it's not like he's disrespecting your mom.
Thank
but
you.
Suddenly he's got opinions on everything. Like yeah, who should be the head coach of the team or whatever. And then now his son's all up in it. Yeah. And Malik B is here, comedian based out of L.A. Are you going to be watching Team USA in the Olympics? You came in wearing a sweatshirt that says Paris. Are you
ready?
Big in the Olympics?
I'm a big, yes, of course. I feel like, a couple of years ago, I forget the guy's name, the track player.
Usain Bolt?
No, you remember the guy? It was like Lyles.
Noah Lyles.
Yeah, he's a favorite
yes,
now.
He's back.
Yeah.
He was talking crazy about our basketball team. My beloved, and I love beloved basketball. He was like, y'all champions of what? Not world champions.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yes.
And LeBron and a lot of the NBA players was like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Who is this guy talking? So they got the squad, KD, AD, LeBron, Steph. I love Ant. I'm a big fan of Anthony Edwards. We have a whole squad, and I mean, we dominate. I'm excited.
I don't know.
Wait, they look vulnerable in the
exhibitions.
Man, you know how you just pull up to the stadium and you look around. You're like, man, you know what? This is just you look at the other end and they're missing layups. You're like, we could try some, new plays, and they're just playing around. But you saw what happened in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, LeBron took
okay,
over.
Okay, well, that's all.
That was an exhibition against Australia. I mean, come on. The other teams are going to bring their A game. We saw a stat. There are 66 NBA players. The Dream Team beat up on 12 NBA players.
I thought it was 9.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Give us a
comedian. I'm the sports guy.
My bad. I apologize. Yeah.
So there's a lot more talent out there. So yes. That's the only thing that makes me a little nervous.
You think we're not coming home with the gold?
I'm not
He's
ready to
rooting
go there
for
yet.
Team Canada. Malik B is here with us in studio. Perloff has defected and is now rooting for Canada.
Maggie, why are you letting this happen?
That's right
in front of you.
I just said, listen, you want to be a traitor to this country? I'm just going to sit over here draped in the flag.
Well, I mean, is rooting for Canada really? I mean, isn't Canada really part of the U.S. at the end of the day?
A little bit. It's like our little stepsister.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Love him. Jamal Murray.
Okay.
Love him.
Okay.
Kelly Olynyk. Can't leave him open from three.
Okay.
I mean, I could go down this list.
Yeah. And who else?
One more. Benedict Mathurin. Hurt.
You want to give R.J. Barrett? Yeah, I don't think you wanted to go there.
I didn't want to go there. Who are the other guys? There's a whole team of NBA guys on Canada.
And you think Canada
No,
is...
I don't think so, but I do think the problem with America is they have to play everybody for 20 minutes. So, they keep on it's like an all-star game. So it's not like their A game. You got to tighten the rotation to 7 guys if you're Steve Kerr.
Do you like Steve Kerr as a head coach?
I do.
Do you like Eric Spoelstra as an assistant coach?
He's not bad.
Okay. So we have the coaches. I don't know what's going on, but okay.
You're convincing him now.
I'm trying to convince him. So head coaches out there in the world, who's the best?
Right now, Popovich or like
I'm talking about right now in the Olympics.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
Okay, so we have the coach. So coaching is USA.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have players.
We do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You listed a couple of young guys.
Yeah.
We have vets and we have young guys. Who has a better roster than the USA right now?
Well, nobody. No.
Okay, so we have coaching and we have players.
Are you sure? Right? You should have been a lawyer.
I'm literally asking a question.
Our executive producer, EJ Stewart, keeps telling me the system was run better under Coach K and that they have not practiced together. And this particular Olympic team has been thrown together.
Yeah, but we have chemistry off the court. Hmm. You have to understand, if I like you outside or in the workspace and outside of the workspace, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to flow to you. I'm going to have better chemistry.
Right.
But if I don't like you, and I'm like, oh, we got to practice. I got to practice. Perla, God, he getting his account hacked. He making us look bad. God, you know what I mean? But I come with a joy, and it was a clip I saw this morning. Anthony Edwards and KD. KD is helping Anthony Edwards with his jump shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to come back to bite him.
That's trouble. That's trouble.
I would not be telling Anthony Edwards anything. No, Perloff was in a movie with Anthony Edwards movie Hustle.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I had one line.
Oh, wait.
I got to tell you.
Four lines.
Be friends, but are you going to pass me the ball if I send you a DM that ruins your entire Instagram account?
That's a great question. I would not.
Yes. We only have a little bit over a minute left. Okay. I said Malik B is here with us in studio. If you want to check him out in person tell them where you can find the rest of the tour dates, Malik. I was looking at them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yes. Tonight, I am at St. Mark's Comedy Club. That's Friday. And the comedy strip tonight at 11 p.m. And tomorrow, I'm in the Boogie Down Bronx. And the Soho House. That's tomorrow.
Fancy.
So I'm a busy schedule in New York. And Sunday, I'm in Baltimore at Magoobie's Comedy Club.
Are you going to say nice things about the Knicks to these people?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hate when teams are doing better than the Lakers. Yeah. So I'm like, I got.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.